sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus can. He proved his love for me when he died on Calvary. He gave his life for fallen man.
His love
is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me.
His love
is an endless love that will last throughout eternity. Jesus wants to love you. There is none above you. You are precious in his sight.
Now the Bible tells us in John chapter 16, verse number 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
And it reaches down and touches me.
His love
is an endless love that will last throughout eternity. That will last throughout eternity.
Well, hello, neighbor. Welcome to our broadcast today. You're listening to The Spirit of Truth, coming to you from the Morning Star Baptist Church in Pacolet, South Carolina. I'm Pastor Andrew Kerrigan, and it's a delight and a joy to our heart to be able to come to you once again today and share with you a message from the Word of God. We would ask that you remember us in your prayers, that the Lord would use us to His honor, to His praise, and His glory. It's always a delight to be able to come to this studio and sit down. I realize that I'm preaching to an unseen audience, but neighbor, I'm glad that this is a work of faith. It's a labor of love, and I know that there are those of you out there that are listening to this broadcast, and I would say to you, if the singing and the preaching is a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by writing to us by just addressing Pastor Andrew Kerrigan, Morning Star Baptist Church, Pacolet, South Carolina, zip code 29372. You could also go on to our website, just www.morningstarbaptistchurch.com, and there you can find a lot of information about our church and all the different radio broadcasts and the sermons that we preach on the radio and the songs by the trio. We'd love to hear from you, or you could personal email me, Andrew Kerrigan at bellsouth.net. Now, at the close of the program on the Greenville station and the Asheville station, our announcer will be giving you a phone number that you can contact us. But neighbor, we would love to hear from you. But also, we would love to share with us your prayer request. I know there are those of you out there that are listening today that have heavy burdens upon your heart, and I'm glad that Jesus is the great burden bearer, and I want to say to you out there today that I believe that scripture that tells us to humble ourselves under His mighty hand, casting all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. I'm so glad that Jesus cares for us. And so, neighbor, today I'm glad that His love is a boundless love. And so I would once again encourage you to pray for us and then send us your prayer request. We would love to pray for you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer just now. Our Father, I want to thank you and praise you for this time that you've given us on this airways. I want to thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus that loves us and gave Himself for us on the cross. I want to thank you for the Holy Spirit that abides with us day by day. I want to thank you, Father, for that hope that we have that one day when this life is over, we can come to be with you. And Father, I want to thank you for the precious promises in the Word. I want to thank you for your hearing and answering prayer. God, thank you for making yourself approachable. I'm glad that you've told us to come boldly into your presence that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Our Father, I sense there are people that are listening to this broadcast today that have burdens upon their heart, Lord, that have great needs in their life. And I pray, God, that you'll help them to understand, to know that you care for them. Father, I'm glad that you tell us in your word that you're able to meet all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so, Father, thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for this broadcast today. Thank you for the trio that's singing. I pray, God, that you'll bless the preaching of your word as it goes out over the airways. Might you be magnified, honored, and glorified. Get honor and praise and glory to your name. And Father, all that you do in by and through us, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory, for we pray in Jesus' name, and for his sake we ask. Listen to this old song when Jesus passed by.
A cripple starts walking, a blind man can see, a leper is cleansed, and the of my sin, unworthy without, and so weak within. Then a king become my savior, now his riches they're mine, and I became God's child when Jesus
I want to tell you, every old blind man that Jesus passed by left their seeing. Every cripple that Jesus came by left their running. I read in the Bible where there was a woman coming out of the city and her son had died, and Jesus passed by, and praise God, he got up off of that funeral bier and began to walking and with his mom again. Hey, neighbor, I'm glad that it made a difference when Jesus passed by. Do you know of a day when Jesus came by? Thank God, I'm glad that I remember about 46 and a half years ago when Jesus passed by. And neighbor, he brought sight to my blinded eyes. Thank God he brought life to my dead soul. I'm glad that he brought hearing to my ears. Thank God I'm glad that he brought a change, caused salvation in my life. Oh, he picked me up out of that horrible pit, put my feet on the solid rock. He established my going. And neighbor, for these 46 and a half years, I'm glad that I've been going in the right direction, been going with God. Oh, what a joy, what a blessing, what an opportunity that God has given me to know what life is all about. If you're out there and listening to this program today, I want you to know, neighbor, that Jesus is passing by. If you're lost without Christ, he'll save you today. If you're willing to turn from your sin, if you're willing to admit to him that you're a sinner and need salvation, bow your heart before him. Say, oh God, I'm a sinner. Would you forgive my sin and save me? Listen, I'm glad the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, neighbor, I want to tell you today, the most important thing you could ever do in your life would be to turn from your sin to the Savior and be saved by the grace of God. And then you may be out there today and you've been saved and backslid on God, gotten away from the Lord. Neighbor, I'm glad God put 1 John 1 and 9 in the Bible that says, if we'll confess our sin, that means maybe you will and maybe you won't, but if you do, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, neighbor, it's our desire and our prayer today as Jesus passed by that he might leave something by you and you might grab hold of something that you could rejoice in all the days of your life. Well, we're looking in these days at this subject of the separation of faith. And we've been reading in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, and then in Genesis 12 and 1. And the Bible says in Genesis 12 and 1, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 and 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. My dear friend, we're looking at this separation of faith. And I began by calling your attention to the call of a life of separation. It was a progressive call. My dear friend, I found that it was a peculiar call, and then it was a practical call. And then last week we looked at the cost of a life of separation. My dear friend, we saw that Abraham lived and was called to a life of separation, and it meant the loss of personal freedom. It meant the loss of his social standing. It meant the loss of human friendships, the loss of home and comfort and ease, the loss of worldly gain. But I didn't want to leave you there. I want to say to you this week on the broadcast, neighbor, that the compensations in a life of separation are certainly out of this world. There is the cost, but thank God there's compensation. If there were losses, there were most certainly gains. If we're prepared to live a life of separation unto the Lord, some of the things I'm going to share with you now are the gains that we're going to gain. First of all, I want you to notice that when Abraham lived a life of separation, he gained the special presence of God. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 13, verse number 14, if I can locate that verse of scripture, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Thank God, neighbor, I'm glad. I want you to notice the special presence of God is one of the compensations that Abraham received. Neighbor, could I say to you out there today, yes, there is a cost in living this life life for the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a cost for living a separated life, but thank God for the joy of being able to get up in the morning. Neighbor, turn your face toward heaven and know that God is on your side. To be able to turn your face toward the Lord and know that God is able. You say, preacher, what's God able to do? Well, first of all, I'm glad that He is able to save my soul. I'm glad that He was able to separate me from the things of this world. I'm glad that God is able to meet all of my need according to His riches and glory by that man Christ Jesus. I'm glad that God is able to order my steps. I'm glad that God is able to provide for my life. Neighbor, have you ever thought about how the Lord said we ought to just consider those little old sparrow birds out there? You know, I wake up on these spring mornings and I hear the birds outside the singing, and I know that God has prepared a meal for them. My neighbor, they don't have to build and sweat and labor, but God's provided for them. And if God would provide for those little old sparrow birds, how much more is God going to provide for you and I that are saved by God's marvelous grace? Oh, you that are out there lost, I'm glad that God's even providing for you. And you ought to see the goodness of God, and seeing the goodness of God, turn your heart toward God and accept Christ as your personal Savior. But I want to tell you today that as a child of God, I'm thrilled that God is my provider. Yes, my dear friend, He provides everything I need. He provides my food. He provides my clothing. He provides my transportation. I'm glad that whatever my need is today. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3:6 that if we will acknowledge Him in all of our ways, that God will direct our paths. And so I want to say to you, my dear friend, that one of the great compensations in Abraham in living a life of separation was that he gained the special presence of God. What a joy it is when you come to the end of the day. Neighbor, you lay your head down on your pillow at night and you can hear the Lord say to you, I'll be with you through the night. I'm glad that He never slumbers. I'm glad that He never sleeps. I'm glad that He sits by our bedside. I'm glad that He watches over His children. Thank God, neighbor, for that very special presence of God. Abel understood that. Enoch understood that. Noah understood that. Abraham understands that. And God wants you and I to understand too. Yes, there is a cost in serving God, but all the compensations, my dear friend, just to have the presence of God in our lives day by day, what a joy, what a thrill, what a blessing it is. And so we gain that special presence. I want you to notice in chapter 13, verse 14, said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, he said, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. And God said, I'm going to give all of that to you. My dear friend, listen, I'm glad that I'm an heir. I'm glad that I'm a joint heir with Christ to the kingdom of God. The Bible says that eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has in store for them that love Him. My, what a blessing and what a joy. Oh, neighbor, I want to say to you again today, what a joy it is to have the very presence of God in our life. But not only did he gain the very presence of God, but he gained the special promises of God. In Genesis 12:2, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless them, bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. In Genesis 13:14, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number of the dust of the earth, then shall he number thy seed also. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. In Genesis chapter 15:1, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Chapter 17, the book of Genesis, verse number 6, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Thank God, neighbor, I believe it was worth whatever it cost Abraham when he separated from Ur, when he separated himself from Lot, when he separated himself from the things of this world, he separated himself from friends and family and country, whatever he separated himself from. My friend, I believe, oh Abraham, look back now and say, thank God it was worth it all. Why, I could never even think about wanting those things over the things of God. Neighbor, to think about the very presence of God, thinking about the promises of God. I want to say to you, somebody has said, I haven't counted them, but somebody has said that there are over 30,000 promises in this blessed old book we call the Bible. But my dear friend, listen, if there were not but one, I'm glad, thank God, that one is sufficient. For in that promise embodies all of God. It embodies the Godhead. I want to tell you, my dear friend, God honors his word above his name. And whatsoever he hath said unto you, thank God, I'm glad that he will do it. I love that John chapter 14, where he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thank God, neighbor, for the precious promises in the Word of God. Isn't it a joy almost unspeakable and full of glory to know that God has given us such wonderful and precious promises? I want to say to you, the Bible says, could I just read you something in the gospel, in the book of Romans, chapter number 8? And the Bible says in verse number 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm glad that God is for those of us that are saved today, neighbor. And if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Oh, neighbor, can you not grasp that today? Can you not get a hold of that today? If God would give us his son, if God would give us eternal life through his son, then what would God not be willing to give to us? I want to tell you, if God gave us the very best that he had, do you think that God would quarrel at just giving us some little something that really doesn't amount to very much? No, my dear friend, I'm glad that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above that which we're able to ask or even think. And so listen, the Bible says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Neighbor, I want to tell you today what a blessing, what a joy it is to have God on our side. What a blessing it is that we've gained the special promises of God. But then could I say that we gain God himself. The Bible says in Mark chapter 10, verse 28, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold. Now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children, land with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. Thank God, neighbor, I'm glad that these gains, you can't even begin to measure the things that Christ has said unto us here. But then I want to say, thirdly, that we gain the special protection of God. The promise of God to Abraham was the guarantee of his protection until his promises were fulfilled. Joshua 23:14 says, "And behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof." Neighbor, I'm glad today. Yes, we're living in a day when a lot of people may fail us. We're living in a day when our government may fail us. We're living when our educational system is failing us. We're living in days when our financial world is failing us. But I want to say to you, my dear friend, that God hath never failed. God has never failed in one of his promises. God has never failed in not one of his words. What God hath said, God hath done. What God says, God will do. Neighbor, I'm glad today that we can have perfect confidence in him, knowing that God is able and knowing that God will. And so what a blessing and what a joy it is today. And so we gain that very special protection from God. One of the prayers that I pray every day when I get up out of my bed and start the day, I began by thanking God for his provision. And then I thank God for his protection. Neighbor, do you not know today that the Bible says the angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear God? I'm glad that God had a hedge around Job. I'm glad God had a hedge of protection around him. And I'm glad that for you and I that are saved by the grace of God today, that there is a hedge of protection around us. My friend, the Bible says, "Surely a goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Not only is goodness and mercy behind us, but I'm glad the angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear God. Neighbor, are you a Christian today? Have you been saved by the marvelous grace of God? And if you have, then I want to tell you that separation of faith has rewarded you in giving you protection. Thank God, not only does God provide for us, but he protects us. Not only does he provide and protect us, but God gives us power that we might live for him day by day. Neighbor, we don't live for God in the energy of the flesh. We don't live for God because we're educated. We don't live for God because of our abilities, but we're kept by the power of God. Thank God it's his power that awoke us this morning. It's his power that keeps us through the day. It's his power that'll keep us through the week. It's his power that will see us through. My friend, I want to tell you, from the very day that I said yes to Jesus Christ, there has been a dynamo inside of me. There has been a power inside of me. He's called the Holy Spirit of God. And I want to tell you, my friend, we're not kept by our power, but by the power of God. I'm glad that God hath decreed that he's going to keep us and that God's going to go with us even to the very end. And so I give him praise and honor and glory today because of his protection. But then I want to say to you, my friend, another of the compensations is that we gain the special power of God. One outstanding example of this is mentioned in Genesis 18:22. "And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" I want to tell you, Abraham had power to communicate with God. Abraham had power to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Abraham said, "If there be 50, will you destroy the city?" God said, "No." "If there be 40, if there be 30, if there be 10. My dear friend, I'm glad that Abraham had power with God. Neighbor, I've asked you to send in your prayer request. I'm glad that there's power through prayer. Oh, there's power in the preaching of the Word of God, but I'm glad there's power in prayer. And so let us pray for you, neighbor, that God might move. And then I want to say that we gain the special provision of God. Genesis 17:1, "The Lord is revealed to his servant as the Almighty God, El Shaddai," which means the all-sufficient one. I'm glad that he is the enough God. Oh, yes, my dear friend, I'm glad that God is enough for you. He's enough for me. He's enough for this whole world. What a blessing and what a joy it is today to know that we live and serve a God that is able to meet all of our need. And so, neighbor, God's able. And as the broadcast comes to a close today, I trust that you will humble your heart before him. Bow your heart before God. Call upon the name of the Lord, neighbor. I'm glad that God is able today. Yes, it is a life cost a life of separation. But I'm glad there's compensation for all the losses. Oh, dear friend, listen, would you pray for us?
Forgiveness, was I so